Phone Boy Speaks, episode 523, Random Camera. Apparently, the camera on your mobile phone might be more than just good for taking pictures. It turns out it might actually be a great source of random information. Well, if you know anything about how computers do cryptography and a whole host of other functions, it relies on being able to generate random numbers and have them actually be random. Well, computers only do what you tell them to. And so that inherently means that it's very difficult to actually do truly random things. And so there's been issues with cryptography and various things. If the random number generator isn't good or doesn't have what they call enough entropy, and entropy is essentially a source of randomness. And so it turns out that cell phone cameras might actually be very good at generating random information. So I don't know if you've ever tried to take a cell phone picture in low light, and notwithstanding the new fancy cell phones that might actually do a decent job at that, but say like my old Nokia N95, for instance, you could take really good pictures with it if there's lots of daylight, but at night, well, there's the typical sort of noise that you're used to seeing, and it turns out that source of randomness is actually very close to what's actually needed, right? For true randomness, it's at a quantum level, it's almost it's almost that good, right? But the problem is that we call it pseudo random because truly random has characteristics that might be that maybe you can't predict, but there may be a distribution of numbers in which that might actually cause problems for cryptography and various other things. And so, can it be used entirely as a source of randomness? Probably not. I assume it has to be it's like you have to massage the data on it to be appropriate, but I like the idea, right? It's just sort of ambient, using ambient light from the camera sensors, which, I'm sure is going to make some people nervous, right? I mean, having the camera going all the time is probably not what you want, but I think it makes sense as a source of randomness to potentially use that as a source of data. And so hopefully, it's going to be a little bit before or if they ever actually get this implemented. But it's an interesting thought, using your camera as a source of randomness. I never would have thought that. But based on my experience with digital, with low light photos on some of those older cell phones, it makes nothing but sense to use that as a source of randomness. It definitely, the patterns that get caught, well, they seem pretty random to me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.